We greet you once again from Symphony Hall in Boston. This is Ben Grauer speaking from our familiar NBC perch, high on the third balcony overlooking the stage, where shortly we will take you for another rehearsal of the Boston Symphony under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. This is a rather unusual rehearsal visit we're making today. Both of the works which Mr. Münch has planned to work over with the men of the orchestra today are first performances for the Boston Symphony. In fact, at this moment in the background, you can hear the work with which today's rehearsal started, the overture to La Princesse Jeanne, the Yellow Princess of Camille Saint-Saëns. Its first performance in the long years of repertoire of the Boston Symphony. Following that, we will probably hear a first reading of a new work by the young American composer Peter Menin, his Fifth Symphony. I understand that Mr. Menin will be in attendance at the rehearsal for consultation with Mr. Münch, if our conductor so wishes. But the Saint-Saëns is now being rehearsed, so let us go downstage to Charles Münch, the Boston Symphony, and the Yellow Princess Overture of Saint-Saëns.
Once more, his introduction, please. Just his introduction. Pizzicato. Come. Diminuendo, diminuendo, and now diminuendo, and a pizzicato diminuendo. Nothing. Crescendo, no diminuendo. Un peu plus de son à ce prière, plus fort. It's too much here. And now only the English horn. two, one, two. Enough triangle. This concerto for triangle.
We are back in our position above the stage for a moment, noting Mr. Minch's request to the men for more triangle, the triangle, one of the distinctive instruments in the battery of percussion. Naturally, with Saint-Saëns' emphasis on exotic tonal coloring and bizarre instrumentation, Mr. Minch wants to get the fullest effect, what he almost... Well, in fact, did say a concerto for triangle. Since he's going to go over this passage of the Saint-Saëns overture again, let's go downstage and see how it now sounds with this emphasized direction by Charles Minch.
Now you must have a longer, a longer stick. Just allegro. Virtuose, huh? Yes. Nothing.
mention now. And Paul.
That one word, Menin, from our conductor, tells us that he wants the men now to turn to the next work schedule for today's rehearsal after having completed to his satisfaction this reading of the Yellow Princess Overture of Saint-Saëns. The triangle, le triangle, as Mr. Minch said, apparently to his satisfaction, I'm sure you noted with us, it came out and emerged with greater clarity after his direction. Menin means a rehearsal reading of portions, as Mr. Minch selects them today, of a new work by the young American composer Peter Menin, a native of Erie, Pennsylvania, student at Eastman School Symphony, who recently studied composition at the Berkshire Music Center at Tanglewood, and whose works are finding increasing acceptance with American symphony orchestras. The symphony is titled Symphony No. 5. That is, it has no program or story attached to it. I did note in passing, scanning the score, that one of the movements is marked, the dynamic or tempo, as con sdegno, or with disdain. It is, as you will shortly hear, I think, a very modern work. Mr. Munch has called our young composer, Mr. Menin, who has been seated in one of the darker recesses of the auditorium, has called him forward to sit near his elbow so that if there are any particular passages or problems in this first reading of the score, he can consult with the composer. Let us then go downstage for a rehearsal reading, first reading by the Boston Symphony with Charles Munch of Peter Menin's Symphony No. 5. Oh, while I was talking, I heard on my earphones a direction from Mr. Munch. He's going to start with the second movement, which is marked Canto.
Canto, come. No, sing. No, diminuendo e morendo, morendo. Vibrato. poco. Flat.
Yes, yes.
The third after 50. One, two, two. Benissimo. Now sordino. Yes, it's better. It's better.
Huh? Oh yes, I need to take a time.
Two, three. Nothing. Without sardini, without sardini. Without. Gira, gira, è a tempo. Gira, thank you. 190. Ja la 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 la.
Now we've returned to our balcony microphone. Our broadcast time is running out for another in this series of rehearsals with the Boston Symphony. We've been listening to Charles Münch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra in rehearsal readings of the Yellow Princess Overture of Camille Saint-Saëns and the work at hand now, still in progress, the Symphony No. 5 of the young American composer Peter Menin. I think you must have remarked with us here in our broadcast booth the notable fluency with which the men of the orchestra projected this work, utterly strange to them, a first reading, and yet there are extended passages which almost could be presented in concert performance, so skillfully and fluently were they done. This unusual work, with its rather strange rhythms and notably modern harmonies, which fall so gracefully from the skilled hands of conductor Münch and the Boston Symphony. And thus, by means of this series of broadcasts, again, we've been permitted to go behind the rehearsal curtain at Historic Symphony Hall and eavesdrop, as it were, at the intimate workings of one of America's great musical organizations. This is Ben Grauer inviting you to join us for another broadcast over most of these stations next week at this time in this series, which is produced by John Wright and comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.